I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth visits farmers markets and checks in with local growers about a spring delicacy from the cabbage family.
Farmers markets are starting to open up for the season. The other day, I visited the Orleans market, where I stumbled on several vendors selling something that looked like miniature broccoli or broccoli rabe. Here's vendor Ben Chung from East Orleans.
Well, these are kale flowers, because when kale plants winter over the winter, they typically bolt in the spring. And the stems are rather sweet. It's a seasonal item.
So how would you cook it?
Well, just lightly steam. And if you were me, I'd use a little oyster sauce on it. We have similar vegetables in Chinese cooking called gailan, and this is what they typically use.
Gailan is another vegetable in the brassica or cabbage family, which also includes kale, turnips, mustard greens, and collards. You've probably seen one of these plants bolt or go to seed. The central stalk shoots up above the rest of the plant and forms a seed head that looks like a miniature broccoli floret with yellow flowers. Another vendor, Lucas Dinwiddie of Halcyon Farm in Brewster, says you can sell any of these plants as rob.
You think of all these spring crops going to seed as a waste, and then this guy, it's called Slow Hand Farm, and I think he's in Oregon, but he kind of did this whole marketing campaign for turning everything into rob. You know, everybody knows broccoli rob, but anything that's going to seed or in a flowering state can be rob. So all the Asian greens can be rob, kale rob.
Rob can be loosely defined as the flowers from a bolted plant in the brassica family, like collard rob. That's what Hunt Chase from Eldridge Farm in Brewster is selling.
The collard blossoms come out on the second year of the plant. They're delicious. They taste kind of like broccolini, a little more mellow than the broccoli rob, delicious either braised or roasted or raw, you know, very versatile plant.
Anna Henning of Redberry Farm in Eastham is also selling kale rob, and she and Lucas Dinwiddie have several ideas for how to eat it.
I juice it or saute it.
You juice it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This morning I'm having beet rob from my other kale, lime, cucumber, and carrots.
You can eat it like any other kind of rob, sauteed or olive oiled and grilled. Like take the whole bunch and just throw it on the grill.
My mom makes broccoli rabe sautéed with soy sauce and ginger and seared tofu. It's sweet, tender, and delicious. Ben Chung of East Orleans says it's important to pick only the top of the stalks for the best flavor.
The way to harvest them is you basically break the stem off, but you come to a point where they actually break nicely, then it's tender. It's almost like asparagus. That's how you find out.
It's a great discovery. Earlier this spring, I threw my overwintered kale plants in the compost. Next year, I'll know to save them. In the meantime, I've already eaten two bunches of kale rob from the farmers markets, and the growers I talked to all said they'd have flowering kale and other brassica plants for a few more weeks. There's more on growing and cooking different varieties of rob on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see pictures of kale and collard rob on our website, where you'll also find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. That's all at capeandislands.org. Don't forget, you can also give us your own suggestions for stories, too. Just email us through the website. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.